Dear God, we thank you that we can have a men's class tonight.
Yes,
Father, we're grateful for the facility we have to meet in.
Yes.
Father, we're grateful for the beautiful sunshine this afternoon. Father, we are grateful for the Bible,
yes,
grateful for the body of believers, grateful that we can sing to you, grateful that we can pray to you, God, that you love us, that you have that you act in our lives. We are just so grateful for all these things, and we praise you. And I pray that you would be with us tonight as we look into your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, tonight I plan to ask a lot of questions.
Come on, Steve.
Okay. I want your input. Okay? And it'll be easy, like one word, one phrase answers. Okay? You don't have to get up and share. But, you know, in law school, if you've ever seen the paper chase, they do something called the Socratic method. And that means a dialogue, like Socrates. That means that the professor asks questions and you have to answer.
Okay.
And that's how you learn whatever the material is. Okay, so if it gets kind of quiet in here when I ask a question, I may just call on you.
Do it, bro. Do it.
Watch out.
So be ready to answer questions. And if you throw one out there, then you don't get called on.
Okay.
And you don't know what to do. So be ready. Now, we don't have electronic screens in here or anything, so we're going old school. We have a flip chart.
Come on.
Now, I bought the biggest one I could find in the store, and it's really not big enough for this room, but, you know, we got to make do, so there it is.
That's it.
Whoever, I'm going to ask for some volunteers to come up. I'm not going to do any writing, because you'll see in a minute how bad that is. I'm going to ask for some volunteers to come up, and you just got to write big. Yeah, there's plenty of pages. We can turn the pages, but just write big so people can see what we're writing. Amen?
Okay,
yeah. Amen. Okay, turn to Romans 12.
Oh, nice. Come on, Steve.
No, we haven't discussed that scripture in at least two or three days. But, you know, I think that God has been speaking to us here in ACOC Gwinnett the past few weeks.
Okay.
Now, he always speaks to us, but I mean very clearly, very directly, about similar topics over and over again. You know, and when God does that, when he says the same thing over and over again with a consistent message in a short period of time, I think we need to pay attention.
Amen.
I think we need to listen up and do something about it.
Right.
So let's review for a minute. Last month, in the men's class, Steve Galbraith told us what?
Change.
Somebody remembered, it's time for a change.
Yes.
It's time for a change. And he showed us from Matthew 18 where Jesus called his disciples to change.
Amen.
And it was very serious.
Amen.
Have you been changing?
Amen.
Maybe not, since you didn't remember the topic.
Oh.
The following Thursday, Mike Rao talked to us about pressing on from Philippians chapter 3 and focusing on the one thing I do.
Right.
So have you been doing that? Have you been focused on pressing on growing? Yeah. 2 weeks ago, Stephen preached on Thursday about holiness from Ephesians 5 and shining the light on the sin in our lives.
Amen.
Have you been doing that?
Right.
You know, just getting that sin out. Sunday before last, Steve preached about transformation from Philippians 3 and Romans 12. Are you being transformed? You know, last Thursday, what did Alan talk about?
Narrow road.
That one's fresh in our minds.
Yeah.
The narrow road. That was powerful.
Amen.
He talked about being on, staying on, getting back on if you need to, the narrow road.
Right, right.
And from Matthew chapter 7, and just how vital and important that is. Amen. Called us to examine ourselves, to make course corrections.
Right.
Maybe big ones if we need to make a big course correction.
Right.
But that's what Jesus called us to do there, warned us to do there in Matthew 7. You know, we did that. Barbara and I, after that class, we sat down that Thursday night and talked about some course corrections that we both wanted to make in our lives. And we've been working on that. You know, last Sunday, John continued the theme of transformation. He asked for evidence of transformation in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds.
Amen.
So You know, I think God has spoken to us through several men in several different ways over the past several weeks.
Yes, he has.
You know, like the song tonight, you know, when the Savior called, are we listening to us? Are we listening to him?
Amen.
Are we listening to these messages? Are we doing something about them? Are we taking to heart? Are we making changes? You know, I think if we are not paying attention or we just hear it and go out and it's gone the next day, I think we're ignoring these things at our peril.
Come on.
We're ignoring these things at our peril. I think Jesus is, and God really wants ACOC Gwinnett to hear this message about change, about transformation, about getting back on the narrow road. I think it's vitally important that we pay attention to that. John's first point on Sunday was about thoughts, and that's what I want to zero in on tonight. My topic is renewing our minds.
Amen.
Not renewing our handwriting, but renewing our minds. Romans 12, and we'll read them again, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect or pleasing to him. Okay, I need a volunteer to come up and do some writing. Who wants to be my first volunteer? Yeah, I picked him because he's closer. There's a black marker right there.
Come on, Zach.
Okay, now what I want us to do is to start thinking about, well, how do we renew our mind? Just what are some simple ways to renew our mind? You know, the scripture here, Paul starts with God's mercy. He talks about God's love and forgiveness. That's our motivation. He calls us to be living sacrifices. He says we must reject conformity with the world. And the way we do, and then be transformed. And the way we do that is to renew our mind. You know, transform is metamorphosis. That's the Greek word for transformation, metamorphosis. And John showed us Sunday that thing of the caterpillar turning into a butterfly.
Yep,
sure. And that's what God is doing in our lives. We're sinful caterpillars, and he's turning us into godly butterflies. Okay, now maybe you don't like the image of being a butterfly. It's not manly enough, but that's the concept, you know, metamorphosis. Okay, so we do that by renewing our minds. And then it says here we can clearly see what God's will is.
Right.
When we renew our minds, you know, we can then see what God's will is and do it. So how do we renew our minds?
Lifestyle change.
Change your lifestyle. Okay. Lifestyle change. Just right up there, big.
I would say worship.
Worship. Okay.
Like singing.
Worship God.
Yeah.
So just worship. One way to renew your mind, Moose?
For listening to music as well, they change that to something better, to spiritual music.
That's okay. Right. Change the music you listen to. Yes, sir.
Meditation.
Meditation. You gotta write faster.
Yeah.
Just making a conscious choice.
Okay, just deciding.
Pray.
Oh, I like that one. Pray. That was on my list. James?
Memorizing scriptures on something that you need to change.
Okay. There you go. Memorizing scripture.
Transparency.
Transparency, being open. Ben?
Thinking about God's promises.
Okay. Focusing on God's promises. Ephraim?
The time to spend with God.
Spending time with God. Amen. Yes, sir?
Accountability.
Being accountable. Accountability. And Peter is going to be last on this one.
Okay. Immersion in God's Word.
Immersion in God's Word. Okay, well, I lied. We'll go one more in the back.
Open to correction.
Open to correction. There you go. That's a good one. Okay. So you can make your own list. These are good things. You know, renewing our mind. We mostly talked about the positive. I think one or two people mentioned the negative. And a lot of things you can turn off, you know, like the TV, you know, the internet, I mean, there's about 5-10 ways to access the internet.
Sure.
Many of them in the room here somewhere.
Yep.
You know, we can turn that stuff off.
Yep.
You know, turn off the ungodly music we might listen to. Many years ago, Richard challenged me on that. I was talking about something. He goes, "What do you listen to?" Well, I listen to classic rock. He says, "Well, maybe you should listen to Christian rock." And I didn't really like Christian rock, but I started doing it, and it sort of grew on me. You know, so I like it better now. And we sing up some of it in church, you know. And so it grew on me. And it's a more positive message, more positive thing to put into my mind.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. So, amen. Renewing our mind. Thank you. Thank
Come
you.
On, Zach. Come on, Zach. Handwriting.
Okay. Awesome stuff. Okay. Turn to Philippians, chapter 4.
Come on.
One thing I was going to mention, too, is just serving people. I think when we get out of ourselves and serve other people, that helps renew our minds, gets our minds into a more positive frame. You know, my son Art, he helped the homeless twice last weekend.
Come on,
Art. Once through work, then we went there Monday night, and then on Saturday, then he also on Saturday went to the walkabout. So, you know, parenting pays off, I guess. I just wanted to hold Art up. Serving other people, that renews your mind.
That's good.
That renews your mind. Okay, did I get there? Philippians 4. Four through 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your reasonableness or gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about such things. Think about such things. I need another volunteer. Okay, Moose. Come on up, Moose.
Come on, Moose.
and you can pick a different color. Right. You can pick a different color. You don't have to use black.
We don't have yellow, man.
No yellow. You got orange. You got purple. There you go.
That's right.
Okay. Right. Zombie response.
No. Wow.
Okay. Now, what I would like to... Paul talks here about rejoicing. He talks about praying with thanksgiving. He talks about peace. These would be good things to have, right?
Yeah,
right. Joy, gratitude, peace. These would be good things to have.
Amen.
And I think he's saying here it's a decision, right? He's commanding us.
Yep.
You know, rejoice. It's something we can decide to do. Be grateful when we pray. It's something we can decide to do. And then peace is something that comes from God when we do these other things. But then he tells us what to think about, how to renew our minds. And he makes a whole list. And so we're just going to go through this list, right? Write true at the top.
True.
Okay? So let's just go through the list. What are some things that are true?
The Bible.
Jesus. The Bible is true. Amen.
God is for me, not against me. God is for me and not against me.
Okay, God is for me. Romans 8:31. That's true. Yes, sir. Yeah, or what?
Resurrection.
The resurrection is true. I like harking on that one.
Yeah.
The resurrection is true. You don't have to spell it right. We'll know.
That one's already been broken.
Prayer is powerful. That's true. Prayer is powerful. Yes, sir.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Come on.
It's true. We say that when we're baptized. It's true. Friend?
God's love.
God's love is true. Okay, we got a long list here, so that's good. True. You can make your own list. Things that are true. The gospel is true. You know that God forgives us. and that we're going to go to heaven. If we are Amen. Disciples who are baptized, who are striving to follow him, the gospel is true. Okay, let's talk about the next one, which is somewhere honorable, or the NIV says noble. The noble is a shorter word, right? Noble.
Sir.
What are some noble or honorable things? Stephen.
Desiring to be an elder.
Ooh, that's the Bible says that. Desiring to be an elder is noble. I hope there are many people doing that.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Courage, having courage.
Courage Amen. Is noble. Think about people have been courageous. They are noble. Yes, sir, Art.
Sharing the gospel with other people.
Sharing the gospel is noble. Mm-hmm. Amen. Ron?
Generosity.
Being generous. Yes. Generosity, that's noble. Stephen.
Being a servant.
Being a servant is noble. Other Steve?
Humility.
Humility.
Nice.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Becoming a Christian.
Becoming a Christian. That's a noble thing. Amen.
Integrity.
Ooh, integrity is noble.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Patrick.
Treating women, girls, ladies with respect.
Ooh, that's noble. Yellow. Yes, sir.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Lots of noble people. So many noble people.
Bereans.
The Bereans
are
every day.
A lot of people in the Bible did noble things. I was thinking of bringing a large kitchen knife and holding it over my son and saying, okay, who is this?
Abraham.
That's one of the most noble things in the Bible. Only two people in the Bible were called to sacrifice their son, Abraham and God. That's pretty noble. Okay, amen. Let's go to the next one. What is just or what is right? Some of these, of course, will overlap. But what are some things that are just?
God's law.
God's law. There you go. Doing what God commands us to do. That is just.
Giving to the poor.
Giving to the poor. Amen. That's justice in the Bible frequently. Injustice is when you don't take care of the poor. Yeah. But justice is when you do take care of the poor. Amen.
His promises. His promises are just.
God's promises. Amen. What he gives us. Yes, sir.
Golden rule.
The golden rule. That's something that's true, just, right. Speaking categories. Chick-K. Yes, sir.
Partiality. Partiality.
Impartiality? Impartiality. Impartiality. Being impartial is just. Yes, sir. Robert.
Hell.
Well, that's where some people are appropriately end up, so I guess that's right. That's justice. Justice, see? God's judgment is just. That's right. Some of these are scary thoughts, but they are accurate.
Taking
care of your family. That's the right thing to do. Amen. Well, let's go to the next one. Lovely. What are some lovely things? Okay.
Barbara.
God's creation.
Creation. Creation. What you know, creation. There are a lot of different things in creation. Fred?
Jesus.
Jesus is lovely.
Nature.
We sing about that a lot, John.
Our sisters.
Yeah, our sisters in general are lovely. God made them that way. He made it such that they are lovely to us. Not so much the reverse, but they are lovely. They are lovely to us. Yes, sir.
The rising sun.
Ooh, the sunrise.
Wow. Setting.
The sunrise. The sunset.
Yep.
Yeah.
And brothers dwell together in unity.
Brothers in unity. That's a lovely thing. Amen. 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 I like that one. You know, I like lots of things in nature. I like if you can get away from the city on a dark night and see the stars. That's lovely. The Bible says that just pours knowledge out about God. Just seeing the stars. Right? I just, that kind of stuff. Yes, sir?
Great friendships.
Friendships are lovely.
Taking care of the sick.
Taking care of the sick. That's a lovely thing.
Kids?
Kids can be lovely, yes.
Kids, that's
My daughter is lovely. Amen. Okay. Well, let's go on. Whatever is commendable or admirable. What are some things commendable or admirable?
Honoring your mother and father.
Ooh, honoring your mother and father. Amen. Are there any teens in here?
Whoa, yes, there is. They're honoring their vows.
Yes. Well, we should still do that now. I honor my mother now. She's 81. Yes.
Forgiving.
Forgiving. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Amen. That's commendable. Harold.
Working hard.
Working hard. That's your job. That's commendable.
That's right.
Hopefully it'll enable you to keep your job. Amen.
Standing up for unjust punishment.
Standing up against injustice. Yes. Amen. Amen. So, Bill.
Loyal to your friends.
Yeah. Loyalty. Amen. That's commendable. Erwin.
Caring for the weak and the poor.
Okay. Caring for the weak, widows, orphans. That's commendable. Too many people.
Respecting others.
Respecting others. Think about people in the Bible who are commendable.
Doing good in secret.
Doing good in secret. Amen. Let God commend you. Christian?
Being unselfish.
Unselfishness. Selfishness. Robert?
Praying for your enemies.
Ooh, praying for your enemies. That's commendable. Living a disciplined life. Amen. And Ephraim?
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Amen. Okay, commendable things. Excellent. What is excellent? What are some excellent things? Tracy.
Love.
Love is excellent. Yeah, the most excellent way. John.
Grace.
Grace is excellent. Boy, I love grace. Erwin.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Heaven.
Heaven is excellent. Yeah, no flaws there.
God's name.
God's name is excellent. Yeah, it says that in the Bible. Praise his name. It's excellent. Yes, sir?
Mercy.
Mercy.
God's will.
God's will.
Yeah.
Amen.
Joy.
Joy. Yeah, think about excellent things. You know, you can do things excellently, be excellent on your job, be an excellent student. You know, things you can be excellent. Take care of your finances excellently. My wife takes care of our household excellently. You know, these are excellent things. Stephen.
I was going to say seeking knowledge.
Seeking knowledge. There you go. Having wisdom. It's excellent. Okay. Worthy of praise. What are some praiseworthy things? People.
God. I would say leading by example.
Leading by example is worthy of praise. God is worthy of praise.
Purity.
Purity is worthy of praise. Yes, sir.
Service.
Service is worthy of praise. John?
Our wives.
Our wives?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Proverbs 31, she was worthy of praise. Yes, stand up and praise her. Kevin?
I think being faithful.
Faithfulness, being faithful. Amen.
Absolute surrender.
Surrendering, absolute surrender. Surrendering to God. That's worthy of praise.
Suffering for Jesus.
Suffering. Like the examples in the Bible, Jesus himself, that was worthy of praise. Paul suffered for the gospel. So many men in the Bible suffered for their faith.
Holiness.
Holiness. Amen. Well, you know, you can make your own list. You know, you can go through Philippians 4:8 and just make your own list.
Right.
And then spend a lot of time thinking about those things. I've been doing that the past couple of weeks. I was reading this book, The 4:8 Principle. I don't really recommend it because it's kind of corporate. And it's sort of psychobabble.
Sure.
But I read a chapter and then I think, what scripture is like this? And then I go to the Bible. And it's really been helping me to just focus on the good things. And that's what Paul says to do here. That's how you can renew your minds.
Right.
Focus on the good things. Amen. Thank you.
All right.
Moose had the best job. Okay? Turn the page to Colossians chapter 3. My notes say 1, but it's 3. Let's look at more ways to renew our minds, if it's okay if some of this overlaps. Colossians 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, how many people in here have been raised with Christ? Most of us. You know, if you've repented, made Jesus Lord, got baptized, then the Bible says you are raised with Christ, raised to walk a new life. So it's talking to disciples, to most of us in this room. Says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, or set your heart on the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Okay, I need a volunteer from this side. Go pick another color, not purple, not black.
Come on, Roka.
Okay. So let's focus on, it says here, set your heart, set your mind, seek things that are above. So that's what we're going to talk about now. Things above to set our hearts and minds on it.
Heaven.
Okay. I preached a whole sermon on that a couple of weeks ago. Heaven. There's a lot in the Bible about it. A lot of stuff to think about.
The angels.
Angels. Thousands of them in festal celebration when we get there and rejoicing when people are saved now. Yes, sir.
What does God look like?
God. Imagine being able to see Him. Okay. See God on His throne. Amen.
Rest.
Being able to rest. Right? Amen.
That's a good one.
A new home? Yeah, a new Jerusalem, a new house or mansion that God's going to prepare for us. Amen.
New body.
A new body. Amen. The resurrection body.
Treasures.
Treasure in heavens. Yes, sir.
Feast.
A feast. Oh, yeah, I like that part. The feast.
No pain.
No pain.
The golden brick road.
The golden streets. Amen. Actually, it's only one mention, golden street. Yes, sir.
Peace.
God's humor.
God's what?
God's humor.
Humor?
God's got jokes.
You know, every time God laughs in the Bible, he laughs at his enemies who he's going to destroy. But that's okay. Yeah.
What's unseen here?
Okay.
Versus what we see all the time.
Yeah, the unseen. The things above are things we can't see here. Stephen?
The slain lamb.
The lamb that was slain. Amen. Art?
All the saints from the Bible.
The saints, the people in the Bible we read about. They'll be there. We'll be able to see them. Yes.
Art stole it.
He stole it! Robert?
Understanding the Trinity.
Okay. Wow. That's deep. Oh, he stole it! He stole it from the
I'm a little different. Unanswered questions.
Okay. We can have our questions answered. Like, yeah. Like, why is this flip chart so small? No!
No meaning.
No what?
No marriage.
What? No marriage. Ooh. This weekend I will not be thinking about that.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to watching the videos of Old Testament.
Oh, watching the stuff. I want to see the flood and the parting of the Red Sea. Charlton Heston and all that. Amen. Okay, so, you know, there's just so many things, and we've covered a lot. I got to keep moving here. Things that are above. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's just keep reading Colossians 3, verse 5.
Come on.
Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, or greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Okay, there's the old computer saying, garbage in, garbage out. You know, you put junk data in there, you're going to get junk, you know, results coming out, right? And the same thing is true with our minds.
Absolutely, right.
You know, you can't have a transformed mind, a renewed mind, if you're just putting junk in.
That's right.
You know, up to now, we've been talking about a lot of the good stuff, right?
Yep.
Things above. That list in Philippians 4:8. We've been talking about the good stuff, how we renew our minds. But Paul here talks about the bad stuff, the junk. And some of it is things we do, but a lot of it here is things we think.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or things that originate in our thoughts and in our heart and our desires, and that then comes out in our actions. And so there's the inside, but then there's the stuff we put in there.
Right.
The stuff we put in there. You know, you think about that. He says here you got to rid it yourself of it. You got to put it away. You know, in last month's class, Steve Galbraith challenged us to write down two or three things that we wanted to change. You know, the things like from this list, Paul, I just read from Paul. You know, those kind of things. Things we know that have been dogging us for a while, that other people have told us about, you know, that we know we need to change, and we've kind of been letting linger there. We all wrote those kind of things down. You remember what you wrote down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're not. No one wants to raise their hand, but they're nodding, yes. I wrote down lust. Lust has been something that has dogged me my whole life. And, since I was very into lust before I became a disciple, and pornography and all of masturbation, I was just very into that before I became a disciple. But even after becoming a disciple, it's still a battle.
Right.
It's still a battle. It has still dogged me. It's like being an alcoholic. You always have to be aware of that, right?
Right.
I'm a sexualholic or whatever. Lustaholic. I always have to be aware of that and not slip up on that. And even being married, it's still been a battle. Now, God has given me lots of victory, but it's still been a battle. And I think what I've been doing lately is not anything outward, but just letting my mind wander too much. And that night in Steve's class, I said, I'm going to target this thing. Mm-hmm. And I've targeted it. And I've had, brothers, a month of victory since that
man.
A month of victory. It's been awesome. So every time that, you know, the first thought or hits, I'm just like, no, I'm not going down this road. Amen. And God has given me victories over it. I've had times like that throughout my Christian life, weeks and months and years of victory. And so that's what I want to have.
Amen.
Into the future. And that can happen for any of us with whatever was on your list. Amen. You know, if you zero in and use prayer and use scripture and shine the light on it, like Stephen talked about in his holiness class, and confess your sins and talk to other people, it can happen with you too.
That's right.
You know, it says here we have to put to death those things.
Yeah.
We have to put off the old self.
Right.
Put it off and put on the new self.
Amen.
The new self here is made to be like Jesus.
Amen.
And it says through knowledge. Again, it's talking about the renewing of our mind. That's where it starts. And then it moves to the rest of us and to transforming us and to changing our actions and our lifestyle and what kind of people we are.
Right.
But it has to start with the mind. We're not going to make a list of the bad stuff, okay? So we're not going to ask for a volunteer. But that's what we need to do. And, you know, if you didn't really focus on the thing you wrote down a month ago, well, you can start now.
Amen.
You can start now. It's not too late. Or if you focused on it for a couple of days and then it slipped away, who you can get back and focus on it again.
Amen. Amen.
But I really urge you, let's have victory.
Amen.
Let's have some. It'd be great if we could, you know, a month from now, the next men's class, you know, all of us have had tremendous victory on just one thing in our life that's been dogmatic.
Amen.
And we can say, man, I've had a month of victory.
That's over awesome.
Whatever it is, anger, or selfishness, or laziness, or, you know, fill in the blank. You know, we can have a month of victory.
Amen.
Every person, every disciple in this room. I mean, we'd be a different church.
Yeah.
We'd be a different church. And that's what Paul is calling us to do here. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what Alan was talking about last Thursday. You know, getting back on the narrow road.
Right.
Getting on back on the narrow road. If by chance you didn't hear that class, I would urge you to go back and listen to the tape of Alan's class. Because it was powerful. And he was talking to us, to the church.
Amen.
Things he saw in the church that he was concerned about. And then he applied Matthew 7 and he went through. That was powerful.
Yeah.
And that can really call us to get back on that narrow road. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, one idea I read in the book, 4-8 Principle, the best thing I've read so far, is he said you can say to yourself, whenever you're faced with any kind of sinful temptation or just negative thought that's different than the kind of thoughts we looked at tonight, is to say, I am responsible. You know, I think a lot of times when we think of that phrase, it's in a negative sense. I'm responsible for all this bad stuff in my life. But he meant it in a very positive way. I am responsible for however I respond to wherever I am right now.
Yep, that's right.
So I'm responsible. I can make the changes we're talking about tonight, or we've been talking about really for a month.
That's right.
I can do it. I can renew my mind. I can be transformed.
Right.
I can do that.
Amen.
With God's help, with God's power, with God's word, with prayer, with my brothers in Christ. You know, and so when something bad hits you and you go, oh, not that again, just say no. I'm responsible. I can say no to that.
That's right.
I can say yes to something better and something
right.
different.
Well,
you know, I'm responsible. Now, you're not, you know, you can't control all your circumstances and you can't control all the things that have happened to you in your life up to now, but you can control how you think.
Amen.
You can control how you respond to what happens to you.
Amen.
And you can control what you're going to do from here.
Amen.
Right? And so just, yeah, I thought it was a very positive thing. I'm responsible. Amen. Revelations 21:7 says, we don't have to turn there, but he who overcomes will have this heritage.
Amen.
You know, all that good stuff in Revelation, it says it's promised to those who overcome.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Those who decide, I am responsible, and I'm going to overcome the sin of my life.
Amen.
And the next verse says, but, and then if you don't, it's not good.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can overcome. All of us can overcome. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And we have that same promise. We can overcome
yeah.
whatever it is we want to overcome. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, well, let's turn to... where are we going to go next? I'm going to read the rest, some more in Colossians here.
Come on, Steve.
Verse 12. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So Paul talked for a few verses about the stuff to put off, right? The bad stuff, the junk. And now he turns and he talks about the good stuff to put on.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that we can put on and become.
Right.
And he makes a list here, and it's good stuff, right? It's good stuff. And what I would like you to do now, and this is your own, we're not going to do it up here, is to make a list just like Steve asked you to do a month ago, of one or two or three good things that you want to become in your life. You know, good things. There's some bad things you want to get rid of, but now we're going to write down some good things that we want to become. That we maybe we're not right now, or kind of weak in. That, you know, no, I want to grow in this. I am not patient. I want to become a patient person. That's one of the things Paul mentions here. You know, I am not forgiving. That's one of the things he mentions here. So, you know, maybe something from this list, or something you already know that popped into your mind that's your goal. But write those down right now. I'm going to be quiet for a minute so y'all can think about that and do that. Well, amen. So just like we want to focus on the negative things and get rid of them, let's focus on the positive thing, and let's really pray about it, study it, scriptures about it, get help from other people, and let's grow in that.
Amen.
So that we can become that. Two things I've been trying to grow in. One is patience. Being patient, especially at work. I am very quickly impatient at work. Impatience is kind of one of the things I wrote down in Steve's class a month ago. And that's actually been harder to have victory over than lust this past month. It's being patient at work and not immediately getting upset when people don't do what I think they ought to be doing. But I've been more and more aware of it, and I've been stopping it. When I want to get angry, when I want to get upset, and I don't usually say anything out loud, but in my mind I'm just railing against somebody. You know, I can do it in traffic too, but work is when it's the most. So that's something I want to grow. Be patient. Be patient with people. Patient with people here in the church, but and my family, but also patient with people at work who are not disciples, and I need to give them some grace because they're not disciples. But at the same time, some of them are more patient than me. I was sitting in a meeting a month ago, and they started talking about somebody who they didn't think it was going to be make partner, and they started describing his shortcomings, and I'm thinking, they could be describing me. I was sitting there thinking, oh my gosh. I need to be patient at work, because people see. People see your character weaknesses. And when you grow, people see that too. So it's a good thing. Amen?
Amen.
You know, and there's a lot of good stuff here on this list, you know, just whatever it is. Amen. I need another volunteer. It's maybe from this side. Moose, you were already. Art? Oh, no, well, let's let... Yeah,
come on, John.
Come on, Jack.
Come on, John.
Pick another color there.
Green.
Going for red. Amen. Now, it says here, in the verse, it says, towards the end there... And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And what I want to talk about now is some goals that we have. Things that we would like to accomplish in our lives, and that we would do it in the name of Jesus. So what are some things? Not we were just more talking about qualities a minute ago, but now I want to talk about tangible goals that you have. Things you want to do for the Lord in your life. Amen. Yes, sir.
Be more spontaneous with praise.
Praise. Spontaneous with praise. Amen. Booth.
I want to help my parents become disciples.
Parents become disciples. Amen. Fred.
Campus minister, I guess.
What?
Campus minister.
Become a campus minister. Wow. Go into the ministry.
Come on.
Amen. That's a That's a noble goal. Amen. Amen. Helping your family become disciples.
Be a secretive giver.
What?
Oh, be a secretive giver.
Secretive giver. Okay.
Kingdom teacher.
Become a kingdom teacher. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Moose.
Kind of on the same lines, become more serving in the church.
More of a servant. Take over the announcements. And oh, you already did that.
Encourage the churches.
Okay, encourage. Any student here wants to be graduate?
Oh, wow.
There you go. There you go. Amen. That's a good one. Yes, sir.
To be the leader God wants me to be.
And lead your family the way God wants you
to. Yes. I want to be able to fund an adoption.
Fund an adoption. There you go.
Be a godly father for my children.
A godly father. How many people want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
For my marriage and my friends to be a great example to others.
Okay, great example to others. In your family life?
Be part of a church planting.
Ooh, be part of a church planting. Amen. Amen. Kevin?
To be a teacher.
A teacher
of God's word.
A teacher of God's word. Amen. So you think about, is anybody here would like to get a better job, maybe?
Yeah.
That might be something you aim for. I want to get a better job. Anybody here want to retire? Alan's retired. He's working. He's our full-time elder. That's what he is. You know, whenever we're in a meeting, we say, "Who can do this?" Alan, he's full-time.
I am a lead them.
Now you think about whatever you do, do it for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, yes, sir. Tracy, were you just young?
Yeah, I was going to say, always to be. No matter what your situation, always show God's grace to other people.
That'd be a great thing. That's sort of like my patience thing, always being great, gracious to others. Well, amen. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate all my scribes tonight. Yeah. Okay.
I would say roll tide.
Red is a Georgia color. Second Corinthians. We've been reading this verse a couple times here lately, too, but we are going to read it again.
Come on.
I told my wife on Sunday, John kept stealing the scriptures I already had planned for Thursday. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Starting in verse 17. Well, we are not in the right place. Where are we supposed to be? How about 3? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. There we go. That works better. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to start in the middle verse 16. Okay. No, it is verse 17. I can't see. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Amen.
And we all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord. We all are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to the next. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, when we're baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And it says here that the Holy Spirit gives us freedom. Gives us freedom. Freedom from sin. you know, we're forgiven. But here he's talking about freedom to be transformed. Freedom to go from one degree of glory to the next. Freedom to become more and more like Jesus. That's a wonderful freedom to have. That's a wonderful freedom to have. You know, we are not stuck. We are not trapped. You know, some of the things that we wrote down a few minutes ago, we can do those things. We can achieve those goals. We can get rid of the things we want to get rid of. We can add the things that we want to add because we have the Spirit of the Lord. Because we have that power. The power to be transformed. The power that raised Jesus from the dead. I mean, that's an amazing power. You know, we talked about that being one of the true things. The resurrection. Jesus died. He was buried. He was in there from Friday through Sunday. They were mourning him, and he came out of the tomb. You know, the stone rolled away, and he was alive. And he walked around, and people saw him. He talked to people. He ate with people. He was alive. Yes. And then he went back to heaven. They watched him go up. You know, that power, that amazing power that raised Jesus from the dead, that's the power that we have to help us transform. To help us do the things we're talking about tonight.
Amen.
To overcome, to experience victory. Amen. I wanted to close out with that encouragement. Amen. You know, it starts with renewing our minds.
Amen.
All the things we've talked about tonight. Focusing on the good stuff. Getting rid of junk. Setting our hearts and minds on things above. You know, thinking about true and noble and right and lovely and praiseworthy and honorable things. You know, that's where it starts. Getting into the Bible. You know, going out into God's creation and praising Him and seeing the amazing things He made. You know, that's what's going, that starts the process.
Amen.
The renewing our minds, and then it leads to our transformation where we can go from one degree of glory to the next.
Amen.
Brothers, let's really listen to things God has been saying to us over the past several weeks. I think it's a great watershed moment for us as a church, as men, to really change.
Amen.
To see that, yes, in the summer of 2014, God spoke to us and we all changed.
Amen.
And started on a different trajectory in our lives.
Amen.
And we can really see that because of all the things that we've heard over the past few weeks.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's close out with a prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, we thank you so much for your word. Amen. We thank you that it shows us the path that we should take, God. We thank you that you call us to change, that you show us how to renew our minds. You show us the things we need to think about. You show us where we need to set our hearts and our minds. Father, thank you for that. Thank you for the Spirit that you've given us, the Spirit to change, the Spirit to be free from our old self and to become what we want to be and what you want us to be. I pray you would help each of us do that, help each man here to do that. Father, we need your help, and we're grateful that we can pray you, that we can get your help, and that we can help each other. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.